Solid hiring in January marked the longest consecutive stretch of job growth above 200,000 in more than two decades, something U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew reminded lawmakers this week.
The fact is, our businesses created nearly 3 million jobs last year, the most jobs in any year since the late 1990s.
Job gains were across the board, in retail, construction, and healthcare. But not only did private sector hiring increase, so did average wages, which rose 12 cents an hour. That's worth noting, says Bankrate.com's Washington Bureau Chief, Mark Hamrick, who spoke with VOA on Skype.
I think we continue to need to watch for sustained income gains because we have remarkably low inflation in the United States right now. And right now, income gains are rising at a pace that is above inflation. And that's a very positive development. But keep in mind, it's been many years where Americans have not seen a significant improvement in their household incomes.
The unemployment rate did inch higher last month, but economists say that's because more people started looking for work. Analysts expect new hires will fuel the U.S. economy in the next two quarters. But after that, it's anybody's guess. Max Wolf is chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners.
The expectation generally, though, is that we're going to continue to see some strong numbers out of the U.S. macroeconomy through Q1 into Q2, and then the weakness in the rest of the world is going to catch up with us.
Despite the healthy job numbers, U.S. stocks were down on Friday as investors pondered the possibility that the U.S. Federal Reserve could start raising interest rates sooner as the economy improves. Millar Sagan, VOA News, Washington.